megapixels, optics, lenses. Yes, it's a mixed bag of stuff that sometimes gets confused, and Puari quite rightly says that it's not all about megapixels. She's absolutely correct. To be honest, we could all probably pass with or get by, for all we do nowadays, with our photographs. Basically put them up on our screen or send them up to Facebook or whatever. You could probably get by with 2 or 3 megapixels, and that would be more than enough. Probably even enough to display on a good sized Mac screen, desktop screen. Puari is quite correct in the megapixels. And this is where the magic of audiobook comes in, because the dubiety that has been experienced since I made my initial boo on my holiday series, came about because Simon SM2N made a text comment on my audio boo, and I'm not faulting Simon for that in any way whatsoever, because I do it myself. We do text comments, and where it is much easier if we just have dialogue and talk to each other, and hence I did another one, and I done a third one and spoke to Simon and tried to explain things. And that's exactly when subjects like this are beginning to have some confusion, or where more questions are asked than a simple text comment, we should really use Audioboo in its best form, and that is speaking. So, coming back again, and this is going to end up a nice wee series, to further clarify what I was trying to say on my original boo and on my clarification boo, was not about the actual complexities or the fine detail, or as Simon says, the greater optics and sensors that are in a DSLR compared to an iPhone or an Android phone. That wasn't what I was trying to get about. If you remember, my original boo was based on my holiday, or any holiday, or in general, to be honest, everyday photography. And what I was trying to get across was, in everyday photography, as was my holiday, then I felt that the DSLR would take far better pictures, or in other words, I would have much, much less spoiled photographs at the end of the day, simply because of the way I would have used that camera, as against the way I would expect to and did use my iPhone 4S. So I wasn't intending in any way to delve into megapixels. I wasn't intending to delve into the greater optics and sensors that's within a DSLR. I wasn't intending to delve into any of that. I was just trying to say that in that use, I found that I was having too many spoiled photographs using the iPhone. I did say it was an extremely good camera that was on it, a Zeiss lens. It is excellent for what it does. Simon goes on to say in a follow-up boo that if I took a photograph on a tripod with my DSLR and then framed the exact same photograph with my iPhone, it would not turn out the same photograph. And it wouldn't. But then we're getting into the nitty-gritty, we're getting right into the inner workings of each individual device. And I my intention was not to delve into the individual. I've known along, I've been a photographer for years, I know all about megapixels, I know all about optics. My boo was a general holiday boo at the start, explaining how I found using the iPhone 4S on holiday. And that I would have preferred to have taken my DSLR and used both in conjunction, when I could use the DSLR, because I knew I would have achieved pretty good results, probably 90-odd% results with my DSLR, where it was nowhere near that with the iPhone. But the iPhone's handy. It's handy to have, and it's great for video. And on holiday, I took lots of videos, and can't fault it for that. But I was no intention whatsoever to go into the finer workings of any of those two devices. So if I can finally clarify what my intent was. Of course, if anyone wants to carry this on and go further into depth on megapixels, lenses, optics, and fine details of anything between DSLRs and mobile devices, I'd be absolutely delighted to continue this in another thread, another stream, as it were, on Audioboo. But regarding my original one, and my follow-up one, I was trying to get across the fact that in everyday use, a DSLR, to me, would turn out far more consistent results. Never mind what is inside it, it's just, that's how I feel. So if that doesn't clarify anything further, or doesn't clarify the whole matter, I don't know what I have to say. Yes, there's been confusion and dubiety, and now we're talking to one another, vocally, that is. Maybe we'll get this ironed out, but I hope now that I've put over the intention of my original boo on my holiday, that I was trying to see, and not to delve into the inner workings or the finer parts of any of both of those devices. But it's all fun, isn't it, talking about it? I love talking about photography. It's good. Bye for now. I should say, by the way, regarding megapixels, that you should always try and have a decent amount of megapixels on your camera or iPhone if you're going for a lot of editing. Because if you're going to crop photographs, and some photographs I know crop by quite a bit, then you will need greater megapixels than you would normally need. So if you normally need 3 megapixels and you do a lot of editing and cropping, then I would suggest you up that to at least 5 megapixels. And also, if you intend to print a decent size prints, say over maybe 14x11, things like that, then you don't necessarily need it, but it's always better to just have that. But it's not essential. I've always bought into the theory of a little bit more is better than borderline. That's just my theory. That's my theory. That's not a professional opinion. That's just my theory. And that applies to anything, you know. If I needed a pump for my pond and I need to turn over 3,000 gallons an hour, I will buy a 5,000 gallon an hour pump. It's simple, not to be working on the edge, not to be working on the borderline, but to always have that little bit extra. So, bye for now.